welcome to another edition of When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, national writer with American Free Press. You can check us out at AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net. Or call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. To check out some real alternative news and some real independent media. I believe we're the leading independent news journal in the nation. Certainly up there among them. And the new edition is just out, number 35, dated September 1. We got lots of hot news here. A little later, we'll have AFP colleague Michael Collins Piper on to discuss, to say the least, the presidential candidate John McCain. Perhaps you've heard of him, the neocon Republican. And we'll take a real hard look at his background and his claims and the money and connections that got him into the U.S. Senate in the first place back in 1982. And Mr. Piper will join me at the bottom of the hour and finish out the show until 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern today. Now, some of the news bits that are coming across my desk, they're pretty varied. In the new AFP, for example, we've got a piece on a transpartisan alliance. This is a combination of high-profile progressive bloggers and libertarian-leaning Republicans that are raising money to pay for ads and publicity to shine the light on incumbent congressmen who support spying and surveillance on Americans. That's something we're keeping a close eye on. I've ran two articles on that already, the follow-up being in the issue that just came out, as I say, number 35, dated September 1st, American Free Press. And Christopher Petrick wrote a really good one on presidential fundraising and how the finances for the dominant party candidates are so incredibly high and how people like Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party have paltry funds in comparison. And it's not just for their lack of effort, though that could be certainly part of it, but it's also just the way the system is rigged in favor of the two dominant parties, which are really two wings of the same ruling class, as many of us no. And another hot article in the current AFP is a in-depth look at the prosecution of George Bush for murder. That's the title of a book, not my words, that's his words, he being author Vincent Bugliosi, who's known for writing Helter Skelter and for prosecuting George Charles Manson and his gang back in the 1960s in the Tate and LaBianca murders. And so that's something else that's running in the current American Free Press. We also have the next September 11 special report that we just brought out, and that's very important. Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani wrote the report, and they've authored several books, including one on Flight 93 called Phantom Flight 93, which points out that Flight 93, the one that crashed, so to speak, in Pennsylvania, is really maybe the smoking gun and much more of an important part of 9/11 than we've been led to believe, because oftentimes we focus too much on the Twin Towers or the Pentagon, although all elements of this crime are very important. So that's something else. Mike Piper and I no doubt will touch on this September 11 special report when he comes on. And there are a number of things besides that in the current American Free Press. We learn, for example, that a rural Texas school jurisdiction will allow teachers, licensed carry teachers, to be armed with a gun.
Fact. Over 61% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. If you are one of these adults, isn't it time for a change in your health? Need help? Tired of silly products that don't work? Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea. Natural, no caffeine. This tea goes straight to the problem, the colon. Works within hours, not months. Get healthy, lose weight, and here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Want health? Getthetea.com.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
And now we return to One World Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson. Sorry about the little technical glitch there before the messages. Live radio has its hazards. And I was just saying how in the current AFP, September 1, issue number 35, the one that just came out, among the stories is one I happened to pen, that being a rural Texas school jurisdiction will allow teachers to be armed. I wouldn't mind some comments on this issue throughout the show, even though we'll have a guest later mainly focusing on John McCain. Nevertheless, we have a pretty open format, and that call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The Texas school district that's allowing teachers and staff with training that is enough to get a concealed carry license to be armed is the Harold School District, H-A-R-R-O-L-D, which is up near the Oklahoma border. And let me see, reading here in the new AFP, it's in Wilbarger County, about 150 miles northwest of Fort Worth. And it's very interesting. Here's what the local superintendent had to say. His name, bear with me, is David Thweatt, T-H-W-E-A-T-T. He said, quote, when the federal government started making schools into gun-free zones, that's when all these shootings started. Now, let me repeat that. When the federal government started making schools gun-free zones, that's when all these shootings started. He goes on to say, why would you put it out there that a group of people can't defend themselves? It's kind of like saying sick 'em to a dog. A very interesting observation. This is obviously a very courageous superintendent, as from my own experience as a reporter over the years for local weeklies and dailies and radio stations on occasion, most school officials are very compliant, sort of non-controversial types, and rarely would you see someone venture into this turf to make their school a little bit more bulletproof, if you will. He states, and as many of us know, that lockdowns and metal detectors are never enough for someone who's determined to enter a school or other building with similar so-called security measures. And we put it this way in AFP. He's doing this, quote, to actually defend the students and employees in the event an armed intruder starts shooting. Imagine police arresting a wounded school intruder or bagging a dead one, if it comes to that, instead of once again cleaning up the carnage of dead and wounded students and staff. And it's also not just a Second Amendment issue, which it is, of course, because the right to keep and bear arms is being upheld here, but it's also a Tenth Amendment issue, as we point out in AFP, because the states and the localities within those states are working these matters out. It's being left to them because the federal government is not explicitly authorized to deal with these issues, and in fact, the Second Amendment bars it from doing so. So it's both a Second and Tenth Amendment issue. It's a very new development. We'll see what happens. The school year is just starting in Texas, and we're going to keep a very close eye on that one and hopefully have David Thwaite, the Herald School superintendent, on this radio show in the not-too-distant future. And in a related matter in the current AFP, number 35, the well-known gun dealer in Twin Falls, Idaho, Ryan Horsley, who is a very proactive and very gutsy person, he opened a new store there in Twin Falls, and that's not an easy thing to do when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is trying to shut you down through costly and, many would say, frivolous lawsuits. And so it's very interesting that he not only has survived spending $200,000 to defend his store in terms of legal fees, he's also expanded from a 5,000-foot store to another that's 10,000 square feet, so it's double the size there in Twin Falls. It's a fourth-generation firearms dealership. It's called Red's Trading Post, and it's very interesting, almost poetic justice, that he's not only survived, at least thus far, the ATF's expensive lawsuit, but he's actually prospering and expanding. And he's got the full support of the Twin Falls County Sheriff, Wayne Towsley, who knows that Ryan Horsley, the proprietor of this store, is a straight shooter in more ways than one. Having served on local zoning boards, he's a trusted and established member of the community. And hats off to Ryan for surviving this legal onslaught and expanding his store there in Twin Falls. Another very interesting news development, along with the Texas school jurisdiction allowing teachers and staff to carry concealed weapons as long as they're licensed to do so by the state of Texas. The state of Texas, incidentally, would normally prohibit staff and teachers from having their own firearms in school, but that's only done on the basis unless the schools decide otherwise. If the school authorities vote to the contrary, in Texas, they can go ahead and do this sort of thing. So, Texas, the legal system there allows for this sort of thing. And Texas is a very interesting state. I spend much of the year there as a reporter and resident, and a lot of things are going on there, as we'll talk about today and in future editions of When Worlds Collide, my show here. And that name, incidentally, is based on the worlds of the common man versus the worlds of the elite, because they often do collide because they have diametrically opposed interests way too much of the time. But, yes, Texas is certainly a different kind of place. The Trans-Texas Corridor, part of the NAFTA Superhighway, is being fought rigorously there by activists. It's the number one place where citizens are fighting for a return to hand-counted paper ballots, which I'll comment a little bit more on in a minute. And then here we have the Texas being the first place, apparently the first place in the United States, where teachers and staff can be armed to protect themselves and students. And it's just a very dynamic state where Americans are really, really trying to hold out on their freedoms, the freedom to own property without eminent domain by the Trans-Texas Corridor, the right to keep and bear arms, particularly for reasons to protect school kids, and the right to have honest elections with hand-counted paper ballots. And it's a very interesting place to watch, and we'll be keeping a very close eye on that. And I'm also awaiting a report today from Travis County. As we speak in Travis County, Texas, near Austin, I believe, there are election integrity activists who are approaching a Travis commissioner's court to try and prevent them from spending even more money on these electronic voting machines that critics, quite rightly and with facts behind them, point out can easily be rigged to misrecord votes. You cast a vote for one guy, but another guy inside the machine actually gets the vote, despite what your piece of paper, if you have one, tells you, your receipt, that is. So I'm actually hoping to find out yet today, perhaps not before today's show is over, but find out yet today how that went in their quest to prevent Texas from getting even deeper into the quagmire of electronic voting machines. It's a very important issue. And I hope to, in the very near future, bring some sort of unsung heroes on to talk about another form of vote fraud, and that is ballot access. It's one of the great uncovered or undercovered stories in America. I truly believe this, ladies and gentlemen. And it consists of the way that two dominant parties prevent alternative parties, alternative independent candidates, and their ideas, of course, their ideas for changing our country, they prevent them, or at least discourage them, from getting on the ballot, making them go through, jump through numerous hoops to get umpteen signatures on petitions to get on the ballot when the dominant parties don't have to do such things at all, and they can spend more of their time on campaigning, direct campaigning, and getting their ideas out while the alternative parties are, and their candidates, are kept on the road, constantly getting signatures and things of that nature. That way, when the average voter gets to the voting booth, they look on the ballot and they see names they've never seen before, and that's if the alternative parties and their candidates made the ballot to begin with. Even if they did, the average voter's never heard of them. They've maybe seen or heard a name, maybe, but chances are they haven't even heard of them, let alone what they stand for. And so they're pre-programmed to vote for either a Democrat or a Republican, when in fact other alternatives, much better ones oftentimes, that would change the course of the country, even though they're on the ballot, the voter feels compelled not to vote for them because they're led to believe they're, quote, wasting their vote, end quote. But I think if we're intellectually honest with ourselves, we know that truly wasting our vote consists of voting for dominant party candidates who offer us basically the same alternatives, just dressed up slightly differently so they only appear to be different. That's the real vote fraud, or at least it's another form of vote fraud, I submit, besides electronically programmed voting machines that can be rigged to bring out a different outcome other than that cast by the voters. And so this is something to think about, but we'll find out what happens in Travis County, Texas, soon, and see if Texas can keep going in the direction it seems to be going in, and that is, however slowly, heading back toward hand-counted paper ballots, which advocates insist must be counted in the open, and that with the counting filmed, the ballots put in clear plastic boxes, and the chain of custody of the ballots never broken, never out of anyone's sight, and the results posted at the precinct level. And that's a very important thing to keep in mind. And so we'll see what happens. If we can get that report in yesterday, we will. And that's an issue that we'll continue to watch on this show. And I think in this election year, we need to think about ballot access as well as these machines.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much
much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Okay, we now return to One World's Collide here at RBN, and we have just a few more minutes before we get to the bottom of the hour, and we bring on AFP colleague Michael Collins Piper. A big topic today is going to be John McCain, the presumptive nominee, that word that the media keeps throwing at us to assure us that they've already chosen the Republican nominee for president. We're just supposed to get along, go along to get along. But we'll take a good hard look today at Mr. McCain, among some other sundry topics. But certainly, there's a vast dearth of information there regarding Mr. McCain, who's been in the U.S. Senate since, I believe, 1982. He's not nearly as conservative as we're told. In fact, I don't know if he could even spell the word conservative, let alone practice conservative principles, by conservative meaning constitutional, really. The word conservative being a bit ambiguous anymore. I tend not to use that or the word liberal very much, except in passing. And I think many more of us are becoming that way, especially since Ron Paul ran his insurgent campaign. And, of course, incidentally, AFP, including myself, will be at the Ron Paul Rally for the Republic September 2nd from Minneapolis. Next week, a week from today, as a matter of fact, and that's going to be very interesting to see. I understand the Target Center there in Minneapolis is selling out quickly, the seats, and it's sure to be quite an event. We have Tucker Carlson of NBC emceeing it. Jesse Ventura is going to be there, and some other notables, so that's going to be very interesting to watch. And right across the river will be the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, and there's some Ron Paul delegates there who will correspond with me to help me with radio reports on RBN here, as well as for American Free Press, so I can keep an eye on both events simultaneously to see what's happening what developments, what issues, what initiatives are taking place. Finding a place to even hang my hat is going to be a tough one, so we'll see what happens there. But American Free Press current edition also kind of rounds itself out with a report on RBN itself. We just ran one that AFP voices are heard regularly on this station. And you can also link with RBN through American Free Press, our website, which is AmericanFreePress.net. And I would be amiss to not mention that we have subscription specials pretty much all the time. 16 weeks for $17.76 is our ongoing one that pretty much never ends. That's 16 weeks of American Free Press, the leading national news weekly, for $17.76. Just call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. And the current edition, as noted, has an RBN article, and AFP has a pretty good presence here on RBN, including myself, Mark Anderson, but also Mark Glenn, and our guest later today in just a few minutes, Michael Collins-Piper. And I met Michael a couple years ago, and he's certainly a lively individual and a very free-thinking and bold-thinking writer. He doesn't back down, and that's the way journalism has to be these days. Anymore, newspapers are just wire service rags filled with local bubblegum news, chicken dinner news, a few relevant local issues from time to time, but the rest just wire stories. And independent national reporting by staff reporters is becoming less and less prevalent as they become overly reliant on the wire services, which is a phenomenon that's been going on, unfortunately, for the better part of the 1900s and into the 2000s. And so that's a regrettable thing, of course. But anyway, I do encourage lots of lively discussion today. Call 800-313-9443. I want to get that number out here again before the message is at the bottom of the hour. That's 800-313-9443. It's always an open mic. We try to stay on topic. But once me and Mike get going, I'm sure that we would be most receptive to comments and questions about John McCain. Any input you may have, things that we may have missed that you want to share, we certainly encourage that. We're trying to point out that in detail, not just in general, that the two dominant parties just give us false choices, but we need to get not into just hanging on that general observation, but get into the specifics of why John McCain would very likely make a poor president. And so that's going to be a very interesting discussion in just a few minutes. And in the future, I also hope to explore the ballot access issue that I've mentioned in much more detail. And because I believe that ballot access is one of the great, great underreported stories in the United States. And there are lots of things, at least several out there, that don't get the press, even in the independent patriot media, that they should. Many issues that are that just sit there lying dormant, gathering dust, that could shed a lot of light on not only what's happening and why, but how to solve the many problems that our nation faces. And that's an ongoing purpose of this show and others like it, and that's to get at these issues and solve them. We'll be right back after these messages with Mike Piper. Stay tuned here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device. that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called Owl Cleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use Aloe Cleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try Aloe Cleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the Aloe Ease colon banner and learn more about this product.
Now returning to Ben World Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I, of course, cannot forget the Republic Trading Group, where you need to consider gold and silver purchases in these uncertain times. And you can order online through republicbroadcasting.org or call 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. And when you talk to the broker, tell him Mark Anderson sent you. Lots of good purchase ideas there, lots of good investments as we see the dollar do the nosedive it's been doing for quite some time. Now, I turn to our guest today, Michael Collins Piper, one of the gutsiest writers out there anywhere. I've known him for a while now, and he's a no-holds-barred writer, and, of course, we need lots of that these days. Mike, you out there?
Mark, good to talk to you.
Yeah, I seem to recall being on your show some time ago. Now the tables have turned.
That's kind of scary.
Yes, but you'll emerge unscathed after this, of course, because we're not going to pick on you. We're going to pick on John McCain today, among other things.
I don't know why one would want to pick on such a guy whose nickname in the U.S. Senate is McNasty.
Yeah, McNasty sounds like a bad hamburger for McDonald's, doesn't it? But, the Big and Tasty, the Big Mac, and the McNasty, it kind of fits in some perverse way. But you've done, I think, some very interesting work as of late, especially on McCain in the pages of American Free Press. Certainly the mob connections on the father-in-law linkage with John McCain are of particular interest. I was aware of some of that, but you filled in a lot of blanks for me. And if you would, kind of outline that. As you mentioned, an Arizona point man for Meyer Lansky, worked with John McCain's father-in-law, and that built up sort of the wealth, the money, the funds to get John McCain in the Senate starting in the early 80s. It's something along those lines. If you would, kind of elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you that kind of my own personal history with this story.
Go ahead.
Because this story in and of itself tells a lot about how information is controlled by the mass media in this country.
Yeah, now, which is why we don't hear these things.
Exactly, that's the point. Now, I had known about John McCain and had initially had a favorable opinion of him when he first got elected to the House of Representatives because he was one of the few Republican congressmen who spoke out against the U.S. invasion of Lebanon. And I remember at the time thinking, well, this is a good man. He understood, you know, the tragedy of Vietnam, having been a prisoner of war. And, you know, I was favorably inclined towards him, and I said, hey, this is a good man, because he was speaking out against that at a time when that was just around the time when the Israeli lobby was starting to get its real influence in Washington in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in any case, excuse me, my voice is a little rough. This is the first I've spoken this morning. In any case, John McCain ultimately got elected to the U.S. Senate from Arizona. And it was after he was elected to the Senate that a lot of information started coming out about McCain that presented him in a very different light. Then, of course, he got trapped up in the Keating Five affair, in which he and four other members of the Senate were closely involved with a millionaire developer and wheeler dealer named Charles Keating, who I had an interesting experience one time in meeting Mr. Keating, which that can be told at another time. But in any case, in fact, I have a letter of recommendation from Charles Keating. I'm one of the few people that can claim I have a letter of recommendation from Charles Keating. But in any case,
I can only say I got to interject. That's of course probably hung on your walls.
You know, I have to find it and frame it. I do have a letter. I have a letter from Charles Keating attesting to my integrity and what a good worker I am. But like I say, that's another story for another time.
Right.
But in any case. Then McCain started running for president, and during that time frame, I had already written my book, Final Judgment, about the Kennedy assassination, and I got a letter from an Arizona investigator named Brian Downing Quigg. And Brian Downing Quigg had initially scoffed at my book and thought it was really, he had heard about the book, and he just found it just over the top what he heard about it. But then when he actually read the book, he wrote me and he said, hey, look, he said, you know, I have to tell you, I first thought your book was a joke, but, and I'm paraphrasing here, his exact quotations can be found in the book, Final Judgment, but he said, basically, I thought your book was kind of over the top, but once I read it, I realized so much of what you've written about dovetails with what I have found in my investigations of John McCain in Arizona. Well, this was a delight to me to get this communication from Brian Downing Quigg because I was familiar with his work and I knew that he was an honest guy. I could tell from his writing and from the way he approached things. I'd seen some of his stuff on the internet and I'd seen some printouts of it here and there. And I then, you know, was obviously interested to see what he had written about John McCain, and I linked on to the internet and found what Brian Downing Quigg had written, and basically he outlined something that connected some dots that I had never really known to connect, and that was the fact that John McCain's father was a henchman of Kemper Marley. Well, I knew the name Kemper Marley, as a lot of people did.
John McCain's father-in-law, right?
Marley was not the father-in-law, but he was the employer of McCain's father-in-law.
That's the one.
Right.
John McCain's father-in-law, that we're clear on that. Go on.
In any case, I'm going through all this, and this was, when this was happening was during the 2000 presidential campaign. And from reading John, or I'm sorry, from reading Brian Downing Quigg's writings, and then from the research I had done in connected areas, I put together a piece for a special report that was issued by the Spotlight newspaper, basically saying McCain's family fortune tied to organized crime. And, of course, that piece was distributed in hundreds of thousands of copies in a special report supporting Pat Buchanan's 2000 presidential candidacy. Mm. Then, as time went by, that piece was picked up on the Internet, and now, of course, John McCain is back in the race. He's been nominated. And what's been very, very interesting is that all of these details about the McCain family's ties to organized crime and the fact that this organized crime fortune was responsible for the rise of John McCain, those stories have been very, very carefully edited by the mass media in America, particularly the newspapers the newspapers and magazines that are considered the political newspapers and magazines of record. Now,
let me interject there, Mike. It's not like it's just something you just brought out on this time around for John McCain. You brought it out when he first ran for president back in 2000.
8 years ago, exactly. This is not something that just popped up. This has been floating around out there for 8 years, and both Newsweek and the Washington Post in particular have specifically covered it up and painted a completely different story, painted a completely different picture of what it's all about.
And a little segue is that John McCain left his first wife, who had some sort of physical disability, and hooked up with his current wife, and it's her father that has these mob connections. So he made a definite life change to hook up with this family.
Yeah, I mean, he moved to Arizona to marry Cindy Hensley. That's right. I mean,
where did he live before he lived in Arizona?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Where did he live before Arizona?
He had basically been based in Washington, D.C., although he had lived in a lot of places. He was essentially, as I recall, in Washington.
He's no more a native Arizonan than George Bush is a native Texan. George Bush grew up in Connecticut.
That's right, exactly. It's the same.
But we're getting close to the break, but go on.
Yeah, well, in any case, now, here's what Newsweek. Let me tell you a couple. On June 30th, Newsweek had a big story about Cindy Hensley McCain, Senator McCain's wife. It's a glamorous cover photo of her. 8 full pages of reporting about her. Now, this is what they said about Mrs. McCain's family. They said they were, quote-unquote, deeply rooted in Arizona, and that her father, quote, was one of the most prominent men in the state, unquote. They added that he was a, quote-unquote, World War II bombardier shot down over the English Channel. Okay, so in other words,
another
they're saying, oh, he's a very prominent man,
yeah.
He's a World War II hero. The family has deep roots in Arizona. That sounds real warm and cuddly and, you know.
Yeah, just like John is the great Vietnam hero, even though he flew relatively few missions. So go on.
Yeah, well, then they also said that Mrs. McCain's father borrowed $10,000 to start a liquor business. And they talk about him and his wife. They say he and his wife borrowed $10,000 to start a business. And then they go on to mention that it became one of the largest Anheuser-Busch beer distributorships in the country. Well, what they don't tell you are the real details that mean something, and it's these real details that kind of make you wonder. Now, again, let me move forward a little bit. This was how Newsweek reported it on June 30th. Then, on July 22nd, the Washington Post, which is the company, which, you know, it's the big daily newspaper in Washington, D.C., which also owns Newsweek magazine. A lot of people don't know that. Well, on almost a month later, on July 22nd, the Washington Post has a big story about Cindy McCain, a very favorable story, okay, and they report, well, she grew up as an only child and a privileged one in a large rancher in an upper-class section of Phoenix. Her dad, Jim Hensley, founded what became a large Anheuser-Busch distributorship, and her mom, Marguerite, was a proper belle who emphasized impeccable manners. Okay, we've gotten this image of kind of a young princess, you know, whose family made good. They started off struggling. Her old man was a war hero, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
She becomes this debutante, this darling.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, and you know, it's funny. Let me segue here for a moment. I know a lady here in Washington, D.C. She's actually a pretty good friend of mine. She is a woman of contacts among many social circles. And she got to know Cindy McCain. And a few years ago, I mentioned these details about Cindy McCain to her.
Mm.
And you know what her reaction was? She was a little bit shocked, and she said, well, she said, you know, I've never heard anything like this. And I said, well, I said, you see, that's my point. And she said, well, why is it that you know about it? And I said, well, and then I explained the whole story that I've just explained right here on the, here on this network. And she said, well, she said, I just don't understand why you hear about this stuff and nobody else does. And I said, well, I said, if you go on the internet, and she said, well, you can't believe everything you hear on the internet. And I said, well, I said, a lot of this stuff, the information is all out there. It's just a matter of putting it all together. And then she said, well, aren't you a little bit biased when you put all this stuff together? Doesn't that affect how you look at things? And I said to her, well, I said, you know, here's the bottom line. I'm sure Cindy McCain's a very nice lady, but I'm sorry to tell you, she is what classically would be called a mafia prince. And it was her father's mafia money that helped provide, even as now the Washington Post admits and Newsweek admits, provided him the money and the connections that helped him get to elected to the Senate from Arizona.
And that,
and these, this money and connections, and we can talk more about it in the next hour, they go right to the very top of the organized crime syndicate. So the bottom line here as we go to the break, Mark, the bottom line of all this is that John McCain, who I think is probably going to be elected president of the United States, John McCain, who is certainly now the leader of the Republican Party at any rate, this man owes his entire career to organized crime. And this is a big secret that the mass media is thoroughly trying to suppress, but it's a big secret that people need to talk about because we've always heard about organized crime being rooted in our political system. This is the first time, really, I suppose, that someone who is almost entirely a creature of organized crime is getting ready to make his way into the White House. And I think that's pretty scary.
And I think we'll add, and I would mention this to listeners, to stay tuned. We're certainly not going to shy away from the other major conduit in John McCain's life, and that's his story about the Hanoi Hilton.
That's another story in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Whatever influence the North Vietnamese may still have over him regarding trade deals and regarding getting our POWs and MIAs out of captivity. And so, yeah, John McCain has a lot to answer for, and as you point out, Mike, these questions, however, are not being asked of him to make him answer for them. And I tend to agree that unless Barack Obama really pulls a rabbit out of the hat, McCain likely, not for sure, but likely will become president in this prefabricated election that we're faced with.
That's a good word, prefabricated. I like that. That really fits this election in so many ways so very well.
Yeah, and you're describing, I think, very, very clearly how the media wants us to believe sort of a mythos, quaint but ultimately false story of this debutante, this new trophy wife, I guess we'll call her, of John Sidney McCain. And, he certainly has a checkered past. Like you mentioned earlier, he may have started out well, but like so many, they just don't resist all the temptations of power and everything that comes with it. But the money that got him into the Senate, I'm sure, as you know, brought certain obligations. And it just took a little bit of time for him to have to start paying the piper for such a privileged place. And, of course, being in the Senate provides a good launch pad to run for the presidency.
And there we go. That's what we have right now. We have John McCain, a creature of organized crime, getting ready to step into the White House as president.
Okay, well, we'll be right back with Mike Piper here on RBN. Stay tuned or after these messages.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Returning now to One World Collide here on RBN, we've been talking with Michael Collins Piper, American Free Press writer, my colleague at AFP. We're mainly dissecting one John Sidney McCain, your friend and mine, about to be the likely president of the United States. And we have just a few minutes before the top of the hour, but we've been talking about his father-in-law, his current wife's father's mob connections in Arizona, with one Temper Marley, who was a point man for Meyer Lansky in the Prohibition days, and that the money made by John McCain's father-in-law eventually found its way into getting him into the Senate in 1982. And, of course, the U.S. Senate is a favored launch pad for trying for the presidency. Mr. McCain, as we've learned today, tried for the presidency back in 2000, at which time our guest today, Mr. Piper, has pointed out this information on these mob connections was already readily available. So it's not like it's just something that just came out. And so we've been discussing that today. Mike, despite these media blackouts by Newsweek and the sister publication, the Washington Post, are there any notable publications that get circulated in big enough circles that are bringing this stuff out right now? American Free Press, of course, does its part. RBN does its part. We have some influence, naturally. But have you seen anything else, or is this pretty much a blackout?
It's safe to say it's pretty much a blackout. There's several reasons for this, when we can talk about that further later. But, essentially, it's only getting its legs on the Internet. There have been some local publications in Arizona that have dissected this story. So it's a story that's not a mystery in Arizona. The people of Arizona know about, I mean, not everybody, obviously, in Arizona, but, say maybe a more literate segment of people in Arizona know about it. What has been happening, though, is that on the Internet, a lot of people have picked up on my initial stories. And it's interesting, a lot of those people, they don't want to mention me as the source because I have a bad reputation as a Nazi and as an anti-Semite and as a critic of the war and as a critic of the president and all sorts of other things. So what's happening is that they see the basic information that I have presented in my stories that people have posted on the Internet. I haven't posted a single one of them. Other people have. And so then they start looking into the basic facts. And often to their shock, they find out that this evil Nazi anti-Semite devil incarnate, Michael Collins Piper, has actually put the story together quite correctly. The facts are all out there regarding McCain and his father-in-law, Jim Hensley, and the even more infamous Kemper Marley. And, and if people just want to do their own research, they can find all of this information out for themselves, because the information is out there. It comes from a wide variety of independent sources, and anybody with a modicum of common sense anybody who can put together a baby style jigsaw puzzle can put this jigsaw puzzle together. The problem is the Democrats are not going to touch it.
They've been
talking about John McCain's seven homes and the fact that his wife is rich, but they can't talk about the origins of the money, because that same money has been pouring into Democratic Party coffers in Arizona, just as it's poured into Republican Party coffers, not only in Arizona, but all over the United States of America.
We'll elaborate on that. We'll be right back with Michael Collins Piper here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Men are